Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyhow, here's Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. It is Thanksgiving week in radio, which means it's Thanksgiving bit time in radio, which means the next three nights of Cinco, I'm going to give you a Thanksgiving-themed Cinco.
I like it.
Tiki's already mocked. Full disclosure, his mocking will happen tomorrow for desserts. I'm here to give you the top five Thanksgiving appetizers that should be at everybody's table.
Can I give you my only critique of this?
Here we go.
This is now the second full year of Evan and Tiki.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Which means there's a chance,
not.
And trust me, I've got enough time to do it.
Go ahead.
Where I could go back to last year's Monday Cinco, mm-hmm. and if the list is the same, then you're being lazy.
I went back to last year, what I did
what
this week.
What was your Cinco on the Monday of Thanksgiving last year?
Well, I don't know the exact Cinco, but it wasn't this. What I will tell you is I did a Cinco the Wednesday before Thanksgiving on like the top five foods that need to be at the table. I'm now separating that. I'm giving you the apps, the desserts, and the sauce.
You did the exact same thing last year. Now, if I see Barbara Streisand 1 year at the Raleigh and then I go back the next year, I would at least hope that she would switch up the song order at least.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you switch it up the order, perhaps. I don't know, but he did this last year.
I would actually have an issue if he did switch up the order. You're telling me his opinion on appetizers changed that
No, no, no. I meant the order, meaning like he did desserts last year on a Monday. This year he does the appetizer, that type of order.
Hold on now. My opinion on Tommy DeVito changed since last year.
That is true.
All right, here we go. Can we have
Number five.
Can we play the game? Number five is stuffed mushrooms. I'm usually not a fungi person, but, you know, stuffed mushroom on Thanksgiving can clap, as the kids like to say.
Threw in an awful joke there. You missed it, Teak. Fungi.
Yeah, I did. I heard it. But
not a stuffed mushroom guy. Evan's probably never had one in his life.
I do like stuffed mushrooms. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's an app.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. That's why it's number five.
Number four.
Number four is mixed drinks. Nothing builds up an appetizer like a buzz, and you can't have beer because it fills you up too much.
So maybe some Casamigos.
How is that an appetizer?
An appetizer is something served before dinner.
So would drink count as an appetizer?
It has its own name. It's called an aperitif.
Yeah. I mean, I go a little Captain and Ginger with people, you know. little spicy
that
jalapeno costume.
That doesn't count as an appetizer.
Does it build your appetite before the meal?
No.
You don't get a little buzz,
it
get
you
hungry?
Drunk.
Yeah, I get drunk, I get hungry. You should see what Cheetos.
Jeez, now he wonders why I didn't tease the sink up.
All right, here
number
we go.
Number three.
Number three is shrimp cocktail. Yeah. I mean, keep throwing those down your mouth.
Great choice.
That's easy.
All right.
Doesn't
all right.
matter what the occasion is.
I do like to dump it in the sauce. Uh-huh. Big sauce guy.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Lasagna. As every good Italian knows, you need a good pasta course pre-dinner.
What? Lasagna as an appetizer on Thanksgiving?
Isn't that part of the meal?
No. It gets served before the turkey stuffing and everything.
Yes.
Is that Tommy knows what I'm talking about?
That's really a thing?
Any type of pasta in an Italian family, yeah. You do it before the turkey.
Absolutely. This is new to you guys?
Yeah, I've never had lasagna as an appetizer before Thanksgiving.
You can't go into a house on Thanksgiving not
you
have
may
lasagna.
Not be aware of this, but for many years, we actually would eat Mexican food on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Maybe I did do this, Cinco, because I remember this exact conversation.
And the best part was, I used to do that before I met my Mexican wife. Like, right. That was a Roberts family, mom, dad, me and the sister. Yeah, we're going to have quesadillas.
As an app or as instead of the turkey?
No. Instead of the turkey. And then when I met my wife... And she happened to be Mexican. I was like, I really want that traditional American Thanksgiving. So we've gone turkey ever since.
All right.
So I'm a traditionalist now, but back in the day, I was big on the, let's go get some chorizo.
Let me guess. Abuelo cooks.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Evan is not basting a bird.
You think I'm basting a bird, T?
No.
Come on now.
Okay. Here we go.
Number one.
And of course, bar none, the number one app on everybody's
pigs
Thanksgiving.
Pigs in a blanket.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Antipas/charcuterie, the Italian meats, the cheeses, the crackers, the peppers, the stuffed peppers. Yeah. Load me up.
No, that's good. But what?
Pigs in a blanket?
Absolutely. Like, my wife was talking to me the other day about our apps for Thanksgiving.
That sounds so unappetizing.
Pigs in a blanket is what you watching the Raiders and Chiefs.
We're going pigs in a blanket, I heard.
Do that then.
We're going brie. I love brie.
That's a good one.
Brie? Brie. No. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the cheese with the soft... The knife?
Yeah, and you put some jelly on it.
Delicious.
And then the brie just like explodes out. It's unbelievable. And this year, we're doing a little nachos. Throwing a little nachos.
Well, see, now you can't do that.
Big nachos appetizer.
I actually don't hate the nachos on Thanksgiving. Why not? You're watching football.
Well,
let me just inject here.
What's wrong with that?
How soon until you can drink wine?
That's you can.
Well, wine counts as a mixed drink, too, to be fair.
When you can do nachos or pigs in a blanket any other night, why would you infuse it on Thanksgiving, which has such a unique once-in-a-year type of meal? I know we eat turkey, but the Thanksgiving meal
I'll tell you why. Because the meal itself, you're right. We're going to have the stuffing, the turkey, everything that goes along with it. But the eating all day, like starting at 9 a.m., we get started early. And lately,
what do you eat at 9 a.m.?
All that stuff? We wake up early. We're up at 6 a.m. Have our breakfast by 7. By 9:30, pigs in a blanket are being eaten.
9:30, pigs in a blanket?
Very early family.
You mean, chips and salsa you're having, not nachos.
Chips
where it's
and salsa as well, yeah, but also nachos this
ground
year.
Ground beef, jalapenos. What time are you eating dinner in your house?
See, it's weird, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had this discussion.
Is it really dinner? It's just always eating?
You're always eating. So last year, you made this comment about like different times. I think it was one of your Cinco's.
Oh, maybe I did too. I ranked the times.
And I was big
He's
on,
a hack.
I was big on doing it, I think, like 3-4 o'clock.
Right.
And we were mocking people that do it at 8 o'clock. Last year, for whatever reason, we kept eating these appetizers. We did not have that bird until like 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. That was the thing I talked against on the air.
I remember that Cinco, Sean. It was like 2 o'clock,
4 o'clock.
Yes.
Right. 6 o'clock.
Yes.
8 o'clock. Like
now, this Thanksgiving is very different thoughts.
Tiki hates this when he said no.
But remember this: we're doing a show on Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock,
That's
so
right.
We cannot be eating at 2 o'clock. Now we'll be at home, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're doing the show on Thanksgiving. We may as well be at home. So everything has to be at least after 3 o'clock.
Well, also you have the Giants that we didn't have last year. You got to watch the Giant game.
Am I allowed to be drunk?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Just making sure.
Yeah. By the way, guess who our show is for on Thanksgiving?
Who?
The Birds. All right, that's your Cinco de Five. I'll see you tomorrow with desserts.
All right, thank you very much, Sean. Sean with a Cinco every day, 5 o'clock here on The Fan. So yesterday, you may recall Baker Mayfield, after getting in the end zone for a touchdown, did the Tommy DeVito celebration.
Now, it was not the Tommy DeVito celebration.
Well, he attempted
It was a bad bastardization of it.
Well said.
I did not even recognize it at the time. I'm like, is he dancing?
You couldn't even tell?
Is he doing some dance that I'm just not aware of?
You guys knew that was the Tommy DeVito, though, right?
Yes.
As soon as you saw it?
Yes.
It was very aggressive. Like, he was moving his hands, like, really violently.
But he was like...
like,
what are you doing?
For those watching on SNY, that was quite a visual. So, I saw Baker Mayfield do it, and here's my first reaction. And this is the way I would feel if it was my team, not my team. When I'm getting my ass kicked, that opponent can do whatever the hell they want because my anger is not going to be at the opponent celebrating. Mm-hmm. My anger is going to be at the team that allowed it to happen. What I was surprised about was OCU Mignora, who I have respect for, was a great New York Giant, doesn't tweet very often, very quiet on social media.
Right, he is.
OCU Mignora decides to log on to social media at 2:22, like a minute after Baker Mayfield did this, and just put out a warning. There must be repercussions for that celebration. Must be. So, I found that interesting. First of all, would you have felt that way if you were on the field?
Not really. Because it was, he could do whatever he wants. He just scored whatever touchdown that was.
Maybe he feels that way because he was a defensive player and it was on the defense, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. But, I mean, the offense isn't going to do anything about it. And Tommy DeVito's been the quarterback for a game this year. It's not like Tommy DeVito is your rallying cry.
So it would bother you more if it was mocking a long-term quarterback celebration?
If Daniel Jones was still the Giants quarterback and he celebrated at all, which he never did, and somebody was mocking him, that'd be different.
Right.
It's Tommy. Love Tommy, but he's been a quarterback for 7 starts.
Maybe that's why no one on the Giants listened to OC, because there were no repercussions. Well, I don't think anybody cared.
They were more worried about getting their butts beat.
Would have been the first hit they made all day if they took
it. That's a good point. Here's what Baker Mayfield said after the game, because he claimed it was kind of spur of the moment. Like, he didn't really plan it out. That's what Baker's claiming.
Spontaneous, that was not planned. I mean, even your teammates got into it, too.
Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give him something they like.
Are you Italian by any chance or no?
I haven't done a 23andMe, but I don't know.
That's my favorite part. Are you Italian by chance? That wasn't really spontaneous. I'm sure Baker Mayfield, and I have no issue with this, Baker Mayfield is a vengeful man, and he should be. He's a guy with a chip on his shoulder. I think he's always had a chip on his shoulder when you look at the entirety of his college career, now his NFL career.
Right.
And so I think he looks at the attention Tommy DeVito's gotten, and he's like, if I get in the end zone,
I kind of love Baker Mayfield.
No, I like him too.
I just think his energy is amazing.
And the way he answered that question was also like a perfect level of douche, but perfect level of like, hey, I'm just being honest.
Right.
Like, listen to the way he squeaks his voice about, was it simultaneous? Listen to this guy. He knows what he's doing.
Spontaneous, that was not planned. I mean, even your teammates got into it too.
Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give them something they like.
He says that with Tommy a smile. All right, that's enough. Give them what they want.
Give them something they like.
You know what you're doing. I thought it was badass. Did that piss you guys off, Baker Mayfield celebrating?
It didn't piss me off where I was mad at Baker. It pissed me off because I felt, again, embarrassed as a Giant fan that this is what they became. And it reminded me so much of when Donovan McNabb answered the phone on the sideline. I tip my cap, because if I wasn't a Giant fan, I would have found it hilarious. But as a Giants fan, I find it infuriatingly embarrassing that we are the laughing stock that a quarterback could cook that up all week and be ready to come out.
I think that's just Baker being Baker. I mean, he planted the flag when he was at Oklahoma against Ohio State. That's what you love about Baker Mayfield, that he's going to do that. And guess what? If you don't like it, somebody should have taken him out for Tommy, or they should have beat him. That's it. I have no issue with guys doing stuff like that.
I think it showed you that the Giants were so dead yesterday. No one really cared.